My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Joe Curry gets a request from a young lady named Charity. And Joe and his alter ego, Dick Eldorado, are more than happy to oblige. So listen and enjoy.
Now I have my other scammer. There was the other scammer that this person did, her name is Charity. And what Charity did was she sent a link on, there's a comics, comedy college link or something like that.
Yeah, what is this?
What do we call the
The scammer?
The scammer is this person that wants me to send money to her for her father. I'll read what she wrote me when I got back to her. So she wrote.
You got to read the presentation. The scam.
That's what I'm going
to
write.
Oh, okay, you said you're going to read what you wrote to her.
No. Read what you wrote to me.
Okay.
All right. Now this is from November 6th as well. Hello, my
busy
dear.
Day for Richard.
Yeah.
Let me read it from the beginning. Hold on.
Please, Phil. Joe was looking through his notes and forgot to highlight everything.
Okay. Basically, what she originally wrote me is, "Dearest one, I know you will be..."
Wait, out of the blue.
This was actually on... the way.
You got to set this up a little bit.
All right. Basically, what it is that there is a website that we have that usually the Island of Comics, we get some stuff. It's called Stand Up University. All right. Stand Up University is one of the comedy schools that they have on the island. There's also a website, Stand Up U, where they send us information on shows and this, that, you know, something that would be interesting to comics. This scammer infiltrated it.
Oh.
And it went out to all the comics.
Usually okay. It's a booker that ruins it.
Yeah, right. And basically what she's trying to do is scam us on this, like, a deal where you send her money.
And she'll give you stage time?
Yeah.
Isn't that the fill one you guys usually fall for? Right.
So basically this is the deal. She wrote, I wrote to her, she wrote back, "Dearest one, I know you will be surprised to receive this email, especially as we have not met before. I wish to inform you about my desire to seek assistance from you, with the belief that you will help me successfully. But first about myself. I am Miss Charity Mary Amaru. I'm 23 years old from Ivory Coast. My father's name is Chief Phillips Amaru."
You got a chief.
She was, yeah.
I love his television.
"He is very wealthy in gold, cocoa, and metal, based in Abidjan, respectively. I was his only daughter. My mother died when I was still very small."
The tragedy.
So here
I'll
it
tell
comes.
You what. There's no fucking lifespan in these countries.
No.
Everybody's fucking dying.
He's got a fucking story.
Except for the ones that call us.
Yeah, right.
They fucking live on forever.
"So my father took me so special. What the fuck? Because I am motherless." Well, you met a mother now.
You had another mother
real,
in your life.
A real mother. "My father brought me up single-handedly."
When did the alligator get the other arm?
Single-handedly, I brought her up.
You guys are mean.
I'm going to bring up this girl with my hand.
So you know, this girl is on this message board in a foreign country pouring out her heart.
Sniffle.
And you guys are skeptical.
Pricks.
Yeah. You certainly are.
Single-handedly, I brought this girl up. "But my father died during the war crisis in my country." Isn't any war a crisis in my...
Israelis seem to be fine.
Yeah, "in the war crisis in my country on the Ivory Coast. But before my father died, he called me secretly on his sick bed and told me that he kept the sum of $1.6 million. And this wrote, $1,600,000 U.S. dollars. I gotcha. We get it.
Yeah.
"In a security company here in the Ivory Coast. Meanwhile, that he used my name as the next that came to deposit the fund. He also said that I should seek for a foreign partner in a country of my choice where I would transfer this money and use it for investment. Please, I am soliciting your kind assistance to help me claim and transfer this money into your account in your country as my guardian, also to help me come over to continue my education."
Does she have a picture?
No.
Oh.
No. She wants one from me, but I'll be getting there.
They always want your picture.
I know. "I will compensate you with 25% of the total money. Waiting to hear from you as I am an orphan now and needs your help."
How old is this broad?
Probably 23. Yeah.
23. She's an orphan.
Really? Come on.
What?
Sell you, become a prostitute like a real woman.
Oh, God.
So, how's it going to go?
So I wrote,
all the people, she's like, "And I need your help."
So I wrote back with
her. She doesn't know the comics don't make shit in the States.
Yeah, I know. I wrote back one letter. "Charity, my name is Dick Eldorado."
Charity?
Yeah.
That's her name.
It's her name, dude.
I'm sure it is stupid. Right, that's her name, dude. Fuck with her.
Like, I'm the dick.
Her nickname is bullshit.
Dearest bullshit.
"Charity,
BS for short.
My name is Dick Eldorado.
Really? Same guy?
Yeah.
What happens if they know each other?
That's the chance I have to take. I read your letter, and I am in tears over your plight.
Mr. Whiskers wiped his brow.
Yeah. Now we're going to a different angle. You poor thing, I can't believe the suffering you had. Please, please get back to me and let me know how I can help you. With regards and concern, Dick Eldorado.
Serious voice.
So she wrote back, hello, my dear. I appreciate your email.
I would have liked hello, my dick, better.
Well, I don't know her that well. I appreciate your mail. My dear, as I told you in my last mail that I lost my family in the war that broke out in my country. Right now, as I am writing this mail to you, something in me tells me that the time for me to wear a smile has come. I see you as
Found an asshole.
Yeah. I see you as a guardian, a savior, a friend, a good Samaritan, and an asshole.
How about somebody's going to fuck you?
Yeah. Who God will use to wipe away my tears.
Again, with the gun.
I know. Well, I'm using it to wipe my ass. So anyway.
Tim Tebow shaking his head.
That's true. My dear late father, Chief Phillips Amaro, was a politician and international businessman. I want you to assist me.
I'm sorry. Can we just stop you for a second?
Can you see him going to conferences with the headdress and a skirt?
No,
the
wrong Indian, stupid.
But that's not even where I was going in my head. And he was so bright that he stuck you with a situation where you have to get some asshole from America to help you get your money out of the bank.
Yeah. Oh,
great financial leader.
Great politician, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. I want you to assist me to transfer this money to your account. Immediately after the money is transferred into your account, you will help me prepare my traveling documents and air ticket to come over to meet you. Boy, she's a pushy bitch.
Yeah.
Who the hell does she think she is? I am hoping to read your mail that you'll always be there for me, that you'll never betray me. That you will
not this one.
Sorry. That you will not take advantage of me. Wrong again.
Yeah, I had the same fucking hopes.
And will not deceive me. Wrong again. I promise to do you the best I can.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.